This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first.
8th day of Dasain celebrated as Maha Ashtami with special worship of Goddess Navadurga Bhavani. Permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, addresses 18th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Data of Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office shows more than 553,000 people depart from Kathmandu for Dasain, and suicide blast near paramilitary headquarters in Pakistan's Quetta kills 10 people. Now the news in detail. The 8th day of Dasain has been celebrated as Maha Ashtami across the country. Devotees mark the occasion by worshipping Goddess Durga Bhavani with special rituals and offerings. On this sacred day, special prayers are dedicated to the goddesses Mahakali, Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati. It is believed to be the day when Goddess Durga acquired divine power, making it one of the most significant days of Dasain. Religious ceremonies were held at the Dasain ghars and armories, where devotees offered animal sacrifices and read from the Durga Saptasati scriptures. Temples nationwide, including in the Kathmandu Valley, drew large crowds from early morning, with the devotees offering animal sacrifices. Special Durga Puja rituals were held and worship extended to weapons, vehicles and machinery. Many offered fruits, vegetables in place of animal sacrifices. A special Kalaratri worship will be held at midnight at Hanuman Dhoka's Dasain ghar, upholding the festival's long-standing traditions. On the occasion of the Maha Ashtami, President Ramchandra Paudal, along with First Lady Sabita Paudal, visited Naksal Bhagwati, a major Shakti Peeth in Kathmandu. According to the President's Secretariat, he also sent offerings to other significant shrines, including Sobha Bhagwati, Bhadrakali, Maiti Devi, Kalikasthan, Sankata, Nardevi and Indrayani. It is a yearly tradition for the head of the state to worship at Shakti Peeths, also known as power shrines, in the valley during Dasain. Permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, has said Nepal is moving ahead following the path of peace, democracy and inclusive development. Addressing the 18th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Monday, Thapa said the only viable road ahead of Nepal is that of the road to peace, democracy and inclusive development. Ambassador Thapa, in his national statement, emphasized Nepal's political progress and Gen Z's demand for a just, prosperous nation grounded in transparent and accountable governance, according to Nepal's UN mission. Ambassador Thapa reaffirmed Nepal's strong commitment to multilateralism, emphasizing the UN's role as a pillar of peace, justice and a rules-based international order. He highlighted Nepal's decades-long contributions to global peace, human dignity and sustainable development since joining the UN in 1955. Amidst the Dasain festival mood, more than 553,000 people have left the federal capital, Kathmandu. According to the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, 553,261 people have left the Kathmandu Valley from Ghatasthapana, the first day of the 15-day-long Dasain festival on 22nd of September, until this morning. According to the Chief of the Traffic Police, Senior Superintendent of Police, Navaraj Adhikari, as the number of the travelers leaving Kathmandu Valley increased, additional traffic police have been deployed at various checkpoints and parking areas. Additionally, during the same period, 285,308 people have entered the Kathmandu Valley via 72,041 vehicles. Aryatara Shakya has been formally enthroned as the new Kumari at Basantapur's Kumari Ghar in a special ceremony held in Kathmandu today. Worshipped as a living goddess by both Hindus and Buddhists, the 2.5-year-old from Itumbahal now assumes a symbolic role representing Taleju Bhavani, The Kumari tradition, believed to have been established by King Jayaprakash Malla, involves state recognition, highlighted by the president's visit on Kojagrath Purnima. Aretara was selected through consultations involving the Guthi Sanstan, Panchanga Committee and other stakeholders. Outgoing Kumari Trishna Shakya was ceremonially honored and bid farewell during the event. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Recharge karna ho sa balance transfer garna call detail data voice ko status thaha pauna gift back pathauna wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna sajilo cha hai add the app aile nai download garo 1GB data free ma prapta garo
play store wa app store bata sajilai nepal telecom ko app download garna sakincha
nepal telecom rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ramechhap Lukla flights have resumed for the autumn Everest season, targeting climbers and trekkers. Tourists are transported by road from Kathmandu to Manthali Ramechhap and then flown to Lukla. Airlines including Sitatara and Summit are operating the flights. According to the Civil Aviation Authority, 50 to 65 flights operate daily from Ramechhap Airport in favorable weather. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. A powerful car bomb blast outside the headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary frontier corps in the southwestern city of Quetta has killed at least 10 people and wounded more than 30 others, authorities said. Al Jazeera cited Bakht Muhammad Kakkar, the provincial health minister, saying to law enforcement personnel were killed while the rest of the dead were civilians. The explosion, swiftly followed by heavy gunfire, tore through the vicinity of Zargun Road in Quetta, capital of Balochistan province, on Tuesday. A security camera video posted on social media showed a vehicle turning towards the regional headquarters of the Frontier Corps and exploding within seconds. Balochistan's chief minister, Mir Sarfaz Bukhti, condemned the incident, labeling it a terrorist attack. Speaking after the blast, Bukhti confirmed that at least 4 attackers were killed by the security personnel. United States President Donald Trump has addressed a rare gathering of senior military leaders at Quantico, a Marine Corps base near Washington, D.C. Al Jazeera cited the U.S. president as saying the 20-point plan he has proposed for an end to Israel's war on Gaza could be the settlement in the Middle East. The U.S. president emphasized that the U.S. needs to get Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the negotiating table. Hundreds of generals and admirals, senior commanders of the one-star rank or higher, and their top advisors have been summoned from all over the world by Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth with little notice. No official reason has been given for the meeting, which comes as U.S. military actions have faced controversy both domestically and internationally. Afghanistan's main airport is at a standstill as the country grapples with the fallout of a nationwide internet shutdown imposed by the Taliban government. According to the BBC, the Taliban has yet to give an official reason for the decision, which took effect on Monday but did say it would last until further notice. Communication within Afghanistan and out to the wider world has been severely impacted, as have essential services including banking and payments and access to online education. A lifeline for many women and girls have been affected. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi and Bagmati provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at some places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandhi provinces and at a few places of Lumini province and at one or two places of the remaining regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 8th day of Dasain celebrated as Maha Ashtami with special worship of Goddess Navadurga Bhavani. Permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa addresses 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Data of Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office shows more than 553,000 people depart from Kathmandu for Dasain, and suicide blast near paramilitary headquarters in Pakistan's Quetta kills 10 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.